Today on WEO, we're going to find out about a health and enrollment fair. And we have with us Katie Burke, an outreach coordinator with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And it's along with the Coalition for the Uninsured of Lorain County. It's all about the Affordable Care Act, enrollment and education. You have two events, one coming up on the 22nd of January. That'll be at your Lorain County Health and Dentistry on Broadway in Lorain, and the other one on the 23rd. At the Lorain County Health and Dentistry on East River in Elyria. So you got two parts of the county covered for people
yes.
to get to the appropriate locations for them. What's going to take place there at these this event?
We are having, it's called a health and enrollment fair. Obviously, we want to stress health because we are the Coalition for the Uninsured. We want to make sure that everybody's healthy. But the main thing that we're pushing is enrollment and education in the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as a lot of people like to call it. We will have certified application counselors and navigators on site at both locations on both days to assist individuals with enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. So as long as they bring out the correct documents with them, they should be able to enroll that day. We'll have computers set up. Like I said, we'll have our application counselors and our navigators, and they'll be able to walk people through the process and get them some health insurance.
So these are the people that are familiar with the website, know what buttons to click, where to put the information,
yes.
and how to kind of find out. Will they be selecting certain insurance for the people? I guess there's choices out there. That's kind of the main thing, right?
There are a lot of choices. It's a little daunting sometimes when you see how many choices you have going through the marketplace. And while the application counselors and navigators don't actually pick the plan for individuals, they are there just to kind of guide, let them know what else is out there. What we are finding is that a lot of people will come into our health centers and sit down with our application counselors, enroll or start the enrollment process, go home with all the insurance plans that they have, and make a decision, and then come back and enroll in that particular plan. So it's a little bit of a two-step process, but, you know, it's good because people can then take some time and learn about the plans and figure out how much they can actually afford for the month and all that good stuff, so.
With all the different plans, how long does that process take then if you sit down with a counselor?
We have I've gotten it down to about an hour to an hour and a half. When there were the issues with the healthcare website, we were looking at about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. But the CACs have gotten it down to, like I said, about 60 to 90 minutes, which seems like a long time, but there's just a lot of information you have to put in and kind of go through and make sure that the person that you're enrolling understands what it is that they're doing and what information they need and all that. So,
is it a combination, or is it more of just sort of data entry of getting your personal information in there, or is there a lot of this or that, would you like this, questions, kind of points where you have to kind of make decisions along the way?
It's a lot of data entry, basically, just trying to get all your information in there. If you have a family, you have to put in all the family information. If you've had any previous health insurance plans, or you're, you know, looking to switch from the one that you're on to the something that's offered on the marketplace, you have to have all that information. So there's a lot of that. And then at the end is when you see all of the health insurance plans that you are that you could enroll in, and then you go through and kind of see those.
What is it that people need to bring? Because that's the key thing. If they don't have the documentation, then it's kind of like, well, let me go home and get it or something. What is it that you'd like them to bring?
Everyone, if you would like to enroll, you need to bring your W-2s or current pay stubs, Social Security card, Social Security numbers for everyone in the household, your birth date, and any current policy numbers that you have for any health insurance plans that you are currently on.
W-2s for 2013 or 2012, does it matter?
Either or, depending on whatever's the most recent. That's what they're, we want is the most recent income information that you can offer.
You mentioned the number of plans.
Mm-hmm.
How can they vary so differently? I mean, what's sort of like one extreme to the other? How can they be so different?
There are four different levels of plans, the Platinum, Gold, Bronze, and Silver. So those depend, the difference in those plans is, one, how much you're going to pay out of pocket, and what kind of services you will be offered through electing that plan. There's also catastrophic plans that some individuals may be eligible for. So that's where that comes from. And then also, pretty much all of the, there's a lot of insurance companies that are out there now that are offering plans on the marketplace. So that's where also the number of plans comes from.
We're talking today with Katie Burke, the Outreach Coordinator for Lorain County Health and Dentistry, about the Coalition for the Uninsured of Lorain County Health and Enrollment Fair. Again, it's Wednesday, this Wednesday from 11 to 2 at the Lorain County Health and Dentistry Broadway in Lorain. And the Lorain County Health and Dentistry on East River in Elyria has that going on from 1 to 4 on Thursday. What made you at the Health and Dentistry try to put something like this together, get on board and get kind of people enrolled, be a part of this, kind of meant getting them to think about it?
There was an event in Cleveland that happened with the Federally Qualified Centers and another organization. They sponsored an event in October right after the insurance marketplaces opened up. And I've been working with them. We're trying to figure out, you know, what best practices and things like that for our certified application counselors. So I thought that that would be something that we could do in Lorain. And since the Coalition for the Uninsured is there to help the uninsured population of Lorain County, I figured that would kind of be the best, just to mold those two together and go from there.
This is a two-day affair, but have you already enrolled people who have come by?
Yes, we have enrolled quite a few. Our Lorain County Health and Dentistry has two certified application counselors that have been with us since September, and we have been enrolling people since the end of October. Again, with the healthcare glitches on the website, we were a little slow moving at first, but right now, between the two of them, they are probably enrolling about 10 to 15 people a week. So,
any common questions or concerns among people who come to you to enroll?
The biggest questions I think that we get would be, how much am I going to have to pay for insurance? A lot of people that come to us have never had to pay for insurance before, or who have never had it. So they have to look and see what is available in their budget in order to afford health insurance.
There's a study out today that nationwide, 89% of the people who have enrolled already had health care insurance. Mm-hmm. So only 11% of uninsured people have actually come forward to do this so far. And of course, you want to increase these numbers. What's it like? What's it been for you folks so far?
As far as getting out to the uninsured or the uninsured?
Yeah, has it kind of mirrored that national rate, 89, 11%? Or, you know, tell us about what it's like locally.
I would say with the population that we've reached out to, which has been people in the county and then also our patient population, most of them have been uninsured that have come in and signed up for health care through the marketplace.
Well, it's one of those things where you can put a program out there, but you got to let the people come to it. And that's
absolutely
why we're kind of talking about this today as well, is to remind people that that's going out there. And if they've either been putting it off or like any kind of sign up for either a government or health insurance, where our eyes roll back and our kind of glaze over. Even when you were talking about that, determining these different, I know they give them color, you know, the bronze, silver, gold, platinum. Then you have to determine, really, what's going to happen? You almost have to predict your future when it comes to healthcare, when it comes, you know, something
it
like
is.
That.
And it can be very nerve-wracking, again, especially for people who have never had health insurance before, so they don't know what the benefits are or they're just not aware. So along with the enrollment, we've been doing quite a bit of education just with the general population and with our patients, just letting people know it's not as scary as it seems. It'll help you in the long run. Right now it kind of stinks, but we're just going to work with you through it and hopefully get you healthier and happier.
Well, again, you have the Health and Enrollment Fair. There's 2 days, January 22nd, which is this Wednesday, this Thursday as well. The Wednesday is at the your location on Broadway in Lorain. Thursday, it's at the East River location in Elyria. And again, if they want to find out more, I guess they can contact you over at the Lorain County Health and Dentistry.
They can call the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, or they can contact their local health departments as well.
They're involved with that, too. Again,
yes.
It's the Affordable Care Act enrollment and education. They'll get some flu shots if you haven't had those yet, and some other screenings as well, just probably to keep the people waiting. While you're in line, we'll take your blood pressure, see how all this.
Probably good idea.
Maybe a little before and after to see how it is through this process. But
yes.
Katie Burke, thanks for stopping in this morning. And hope
thank
to get
you for
some
having me.
Good turnout for folks to get the insurance.